Lucky, if you will, please. Turn with me in your Bibles to Exodus chapter 13. Exodus chapter 13, and I'd like to read a couple of verses of scripture there tonight. Exodus 13 from verse 17. Then it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God did not lead them by the way of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest perhaps the people change their mind when they see war and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by the way of the wilderness, the Red Sea. The children of Israel went up in orderly rank out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had placed the children of Israel under solemn oath, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry my bones from here with you. So they took their journey from Succoth and camped at Etham at the edge of the wilderness. The Lord went before them that by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light so as to go by day and night. And he did not take away the pillar of cloud by day or the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Folk, as I read this, there was something exciting about it. God was on the move. God was moving his nation. Folk, as we look at the church now, church is not going to stand still. We are his people, and God wants to move us. Okay? He wants to move us into possibly something greater. As has been said, the latter will be greater than the former. Folk, tonight, I want us to understand this, that there is power within the cloud. There is power within the cloud. Fog hinders us. Snow stops us. Rain drowns us. According to the Bureau of Standards, in Washington, a dense fog covering seven city blocks, the depth of about 50 meters, is composed of less than one glass of water. That amount of water is divided into 60 billion tiny droplets. Yet, when those minute particles settle over the city, or even the countryside, they can almost blot out everything from our sight. Many Christians today live their lives in a fog. And I think over the last 2 weeks, and I think we need to end this sometime. Okay. I spoke about last Sunday night about the storms of life that we face. But that God is able to calm those storms. He rebuked the storm when they were on the Sea of Galilee. And there was calm, there was peace. Keith spoke this morning about very much the same thing. There's storms. And folk, we're living in a fog that blinds us to the very work of God in our lives. See, even though a cup full of our problems, we allow that to cloud our vision and dampen our spirits. And it brings anxiety, turmoil, and defeat that we struggle through in our thoughts. The people of God, as people of God, we need to follow the cloud. We need to follow the cloud. Follow the Lord. Follow the leading, the guiding of His presence and His Holy Spirit. But no matter what you're going through today, there is a way out. God does not allow us to be tempted beyond that which we can cope with. And it's not always temptation, but we've allowed ourselves to have our vision sealed off. We need to stand up and believe in Jesus Christ. We need to start moving as the cloud arises. When the Israelites were camped in the desert and the tabernacle had been built, as soon as the Shekinah glory started moving up, that cloud that hung over the tabernacle started raising itself up. A cry would go out, "Arise, shine, let our enemies be scattered." Why? Because the glory of God is about to move and we need to move with it, folks. When the cloud moves, we need to move. We can't allow our vision to be a cloud us up, to be blocked out because of the fog of that which is happening in our lives. Not a simple cloud, but rather it was the Lord going ahead in a pillar of cloud. You see, it wasn't just a cloud. A cloud is blown away every which way. But this was the cloud of God. The presence of God was right there amongst the people. And folk, we need to move in that cloud. When God is moving, we need to move. For what purpose was that cloud there? It was to guide them on their way. So God's people, God led His people. And folk, I believe the same thing's happening in the New Testament church today. God wants to lead His people to greater things. No longer just the trivial little matters that may have happened in the past. But God has greater things for you and I. He has a promised land awaiting us. But we allow that our vision to be totally obliterated because we concentrate on those trivial matters rather than on the vision of God. God, the Lord went ahead of the people. He went ahead. That's where we want the Lord in our lives. Ahead of us. Leading us. Directing us. Not following up after us. Cleaning up the damage caused by our impetuous, headstrong conditions. A pillar of fire by night gave them light. The Lord is the light. God is the light of the world. In fact, we need to turn to the Word of God to give us light to our paths in this life. The appropriate place for the pillow, the cloud of the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire is in front of us, not behind us. That's always where the Lord should be, in front. Jesus told His disciples to follow Him. He didn't say, "Follow me, I'm right behind you." He said, "Follow me." Not run off and following our own human inspired promptings. In Exodus 14 verse 8 and then 19 and 20 we read this: "The Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, of the king of Egypt, so that he pursued the Israelites who were marching out boldly." Why were they marching out boldly? Because God was leading them, folk. God was leading them. And then the angel of God in verse 19, who had been traveling in front of the Israeli army, withdrew and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud also moved from the front and stood behind them, coming between the armies of Egypt and Israel. Throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness on the one side and light on the other. So neither went near the other all night long. You see, God comes between you and that evil. He protects you. When He says, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you," folk, I want to tell you, He will never leave you. He'll put that cloud between you and the enemy. It's time for us to stand up. Time for us to realize there's a cloud awaiting, a cloud that wants to move. We need to move along with it. Sometimes the cloud, the Lord's presence, moves around behind us to shield us from our enemies. And as the cloud did, sometimes the Lord's presence brings us light and then darkness. See, folk, it's not good to be in the darkness. This world is a dark place. We don't need to be in the world. We don't need to be of this world. We're in the world, yes, but we don't need to be of this world. Exodus 33, verse 7 and 8 says this: Then Moses used to take the tent and pitch it outside the camp, some distance away, calling it the tent of meeting. Anyone inquiring of the Lord would go to the tent of meeting outside the camp. And whenever Moses went out to the tent, all the people arose and stood at the entrance of their tents, watching Moses until he entered the tent. And as Moses went into the tent, the pillar of cloud would come down and stay at the entrance while the Lord spoke with Moses. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? They'd watch and see the Lord communicating with Moses. Folk, we need that in this church. We need the Holy Spirit to become as a cloud right within this place that we might hear. Let the church hear what the Spirit is saying to us. The cloud of God spoke of the glory of God upon His tabernacle. The New Testament tabernacle or temple is the individual believer. That's you and I. You read 1 Corinthians 6:19, we're told that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And the church. And it needs to be filled with the glory of God. In Exodus 40 verse 38, so the cloud of the Lord was over the tabernacle by day, and fire was in the cloud by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel during their travels. No matter where they went, they followed the cloud. And folk, I believe it's a challenge for each and every one of us here tonight. God wants to lead us. God wants to show us precisely where to go, how to go, and what to do. Therefore, we need to follow the cloud. We need the leading of the Holy Spirit, not man's leading. That's not what we want. We want the leading of the Holy Spirit in this place. Therefore, we need to pray. We need to ask God to send the Holy Spirit. Excuse me. So that His cloud can cover this place. The Shekinah glory of God can fill this temple. This place that we call a house of worship. But might He fill our temples as well. God has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you in Hebrews 13:5. There is no time in your life, whether good or bad, whether joyful or sad, in victory or defeat, when the Lord abandons you. Keith pointed out, we're never alone. Larry brought an awesome testimony of the awesomeness of God, where he says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Many of us can have it. Shirley and I have many testimonies. I've just had to cry out to God, and God was right there. Read it in the Psalms this morning. Cried unto the Lord, and where was the Lord? Right there with you. That's the cloud that we're talking about, folks. There's no defeat. There's no victory without the presence of the living God. Numbers 9, verse 18 to 22. Then the Lord commanded the Israelites to set up. And at his command, they encamped. As long as they could, the cloud stayed over the tabernacle, they remained in the camp. That's the story I told you earlier on. Arise, shine, let his enemies be scattered. As soon as they watched, they were watching the tabernacle. Are we watching today? Have we seen that the clouds begin to is beginning to lift? Or is the cloud still staying? The cloud stays. Stay right where you are. The cloud lifts. Move. When the cloud remained over the tabernacle a long time, the Israelites obeyed the Lord's order and did not set out. Sometimes the cloud was over the tabernacle only a few days. At the Lord's command, they would encamp. And then at His command, they would set out. Sometimes the cloud stayed only from evening till morning, and then it lifted in the morning and they set out. Whether by day or by night, whether by the cloud lifted, they set out. Whether the cloud stayed over the tabernacle for 2 days or a month or a year, the Israelites would remain in the camp and not set out. But when it lifted, they would set out. And folk, you know, for each and every one of us, so often, we know God's called us, but we want it now. But is that the move of the Lord? The cloud taught them to follow the Lord's command. At the Lord's command, they made camp. At His command, they broke camp. And in some instances, obedience to the Lord's direction is likewise required of us. And that's why I said, folk, we need to listen. We need to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church today. That's to you and I. That's to you and I. We can't just up and leave. Is that what God's saying to you? Don't believe so. He wants to bless you. Because in the presence, in that cloud, there is blessing. There is provision. There is everything that you have need of. Why? Because the presence of God is right. Sometimes, you know, when they camped at Mount Sinai, it was many years that they camped there because they got the Ten Commandments, they got their government system, they got the tabernacle, they got a whole lot more. But we need to remain in the cloud and not like the Israelites who turned and started wandering after the flesh pots of Egypt, started worshipping, making idols. When we remain still, if the cloud is standing still, don't think God is doing nothing. Don't think God is taking a rest. He's not on holiday. God is busy working in the background for you and I. Okay? God is busy doing something. You see, folk, so often we want to be on the mountaintop and we think that's where life is. You know, it's when you're in the valley, that deep, dark valley, where you think God's doing nothing, where God's doing the most work. That's when you have to learn. That's when God's teaching you something. That's when the cloud means so much for you, because it's protecting you while you are learning, while you are vulnerable, while these things are happening. You're most vulnerable. That's when the cloud is there protecting you. Israelites, as they're coming through the desert, they see this dust storm behind them. I can imagine the panic. And Moses probably cried out to the Lord. The Lord said, okay, don't worry about it. I'll move the cloud out behind you. And the Egyptians think, oh, this is it. And suddenly, whoops, Bessie. There's a fog in front of us. You know what? It wasn't a fog. It was the angel of the Lord. It was a cloud that was protecting them. And folk, I want to tell you today, no matter what you're going through, no matter what it is, the battle does not belong to you. It belongs to God. I want to tell you tonight, that no matter what that storm is, give it over to Jesus. Let Him rebuke it, that there might be calm and peace in your life. Remember this. John 16:33, what's the last part of the verse say? I tell you these things because I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer. Because I've overcome the world. Folk, we are overcomers when the cloud is there with us. When we are in the presence of the Shekinah glory of God, that's where our strength lies. Not in ourselves, but in the Lord Jesus Christ. See, folk, we need to obey the Lord. There are times to obey the Lord and to grow and profit from what He is doing in your life. You might be quiet right now, but those are growing times. Deuteronomy 1:32-33 says this: in spite of this, you do not trust in the Lord your God, who went ahead of you on your journey, in fire by night and in a cloud by day, to search out the place for you to camp and to show you where you should go and what you should do. See, that cloud that led them in the day was finding the best place for them to camp, the safest place. You see, we have a God who is a shepherd who cares for you and I. And He wants to lead you to start beside the still waters. Folk, let's fall in. Let's come under the cloud. Not the cloud of despondency, but the cloud of the Lord. Let's come under that cloud. Let God set the agenda for your life. Let Him determine the place for you to camp. Let Him define and show you the way that He has chosen. One final lesson that I believe that we need to understand tonight. Like Israel of old, we can all have these blessings that are in the cloud. The pillar of fire, heaven sent food and drink, the presence of Christ, the rock, and still fail God. But unlike Israel in the desert, let's not take for granted the blessings of God by setting our hearts on evil things as they did. Tonight, folk, I just want to say this as I conclude. The blessing of following God's cloud, that's where the blessing is. We will receive His leading and guidance. He will illuminate our pathway. By following His cloud, we will keep us from following the purity will keep us from following our purely human interests and impulses and promptings. His cloud or the pillar of fire will shield us from our enemies. While lighting our pathways, at times His cloud will bring darkness and confusion upon our enemy. The cloud came down at times in response to Moses seeking God in prayer. And folk, that's what we need to do. Seek God in prayer, that His cloud might descend upon this place. The cloud speaks of God's abiding faithfulness to you and I, of His promise of never leaving nor forsaking us. Following the cloud speaks of an unquestioning obedience to the Lord's commands. Sometimes the cloud of God will move quickly in your life, your family, or in the church. Other times the cloud will seem to have stalled, but God is still working dramatically on your behalf. God's cloud will show you the place He wants you to go and precisely how to get there. Unlike the Israelites of old, don't take the cloud of God for granted. and lightly. Turn aside, turning aside from God to evil things. Israel in the wilderness was blessed when they followed God's literal cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. And I believe God's saying to you and I tonight, the Holy Spirit is there to lead and guide. You have a right to ask for that. When you're feeling vulnerable, when you're feeling lonely, when you're feeling under attack, you have a right in your time of worship and prayer to seek the face of God and ask for the Holy Spirit to come upon you. And I've mentioned it so often before. Bruce Wilkinson calls it the 2-minute rule. If you ask for the Holy Spirit, within 2 minutes you will know that the Holy Spirit is there, leading and guiding. And folk, that's how aware we need to be. In the time that we're living, that's what we need in our lives. More than anything else, we need to be following the cloud, the Shekinah glory, the Holy Spirit of God, daily. Not just when we come into church, but on a daily basis. We in the New Testament era can likewise incur great blessings by following the cloud of God's presence, purpose, and guidance. None of us are here by accident. We're here, there's a purpose for it. There's a reason for it. Because God has given you that purpose. And He's giving you the potential with the aid of the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you as you need to go. Keith, you're not on your own, my friend. I said last week, you've got troubles in faith. That little faith of mustard seed, put it in the hands of a great God and you will see great blessing. I say to you tonight, put your troubles, raise them up, put them in the hands of a great God who's provided a cloud for each and every one of us. If we will walk the straight and narrow, and we will see great things happen to us. Amen. Shall we stand together? Gracious Father, tonight I pray that we can take encouragement from this, realizing that we do not stand alone, that your word is true, your promises are true, you never leave us nor forsake us, that you hold us, you have our interests at heart, and that Father, today might we surrender to the move of your cloud. Cloud by day to cool us down. A cloud of fire to warm us up. But also to lead and guide us where you want us to go. So Heavenly Father, commit each one to you tonight. And I pray, Father, that as we stand together, that we will know the presence of your Holy Spirit right now as you begin to lead and guide us where you want us to go, what you want us to do. Speak to us now, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.